Good afternoon, everyone, on this miserable Sunday afternoon. And welcome to Tech Talk, a fun, informative, and accessible radio show that discusses the latest in technology. But no, you do not need a degree in computer engineering to understand this show or a fancy tech dictionary. Everything is discussed in plain English. How about that? We help break down geek speak into street speak, if you will. On Tech Talk, we discuss all the cool topics such as computers, video games, internet trends, great websites, televisions, cameras, phones, MP3 players, GPS devices, and much, much more. Tech Talk is sponsored by Microsoft Hardware, including its award-winning LifeCam web cameras and their wireless mice and keyboards. Discover the difference great hardware can make. Visit Microsoft.ca/hardware for more info. Well, on today's show, it's time to get your game on, because on today's Tech Talk, we're going to chat about the latest in video games. Just got back from the annual Electronic Entertainment Expo, also known as E3. It's an invite-only event for members of the gaming press to get our hands on tomorrow's games today. It takes place every July in L.A. Last year it was in Santa Monica, but it was back in L.A. today, this week. So for much of this show, I'll tell you which games I think you should start saving your shekels for. And in a few minutes, we'll be joined by Toronto Sun columnist Steve Tilley, a heck of a nice guy, who is also at this year's E3, of course, and he'll share his thoughts, too. While you're listening to the show, you can also flip open today's Toronto Sun on pages E6 and E7. Steve Tilley, highlights his top picks from the show and other cool news that was discussed last week at E3. Of course, this is the call-in show, so we want to take your calls about video games. For example, you might want to know what's on the horizon for your favorite video game console, like an Xbox 360 or Nintendo Wii, or your favorite game genre, like sports or shooters or role-playing, or if you have a series that you're in love with, a franchise like Resident Evil or Halo or Fallout, and you want to know what's the latest or what's coming next in those respective game series, then you can also give us a call and ask questions, and chances are Steve Tilley and I will know the answer. Or maybe you want to know if there's an appropriate game for, say, a 6-year-old girl or a 13-year-old boy that you're going to be buying for. Anything. Today is like a gaming 101. It's all about the latest in video games. You can call up with your questions about the E3 Expo. Or, if you prefer, tell us what your favorite video game is of all time and why. Ms. Pac-Man, Tetris, Halo, Super Mario Brothers, or something even more recent, something you played this year. Call us up and you'll be eligible to win today's prizes, which I'll tell you about in a moment. To call us on News Talk 1010 and Tech Talk, 416-872-1010 if you're in the Toronto area. Toll free 1-800-561-CFRB outside of the GTA, or Star Talk, that's Star 8255 on your cell phone. Also a free call. All right, so for prizes today, here's what we're going to do. We got three prizes. The first one is going to go to the first caller. It's two games valued at $50 together for the PC. It's Bejeweled 2 Deluxe and Zuma Deluxe, two puzzle games that are family-friendly, highly addictive, and those are valued at $50 for the pair. That's a prize pack to the first caller on today's Tech Talk. The first caller after 12:30 will also win a Bejeweled 2 Deluxe and Zuma Deluxe combo pack, valued at $50, and those are both from our friends at PopCap Games, by the way. And the last caller of the show, just before 1 p.m., is going to win a pretty cool prize. It's the Microsoft Wireless Laser Desktop 3000. Sounds kind of techie, doesn't it? In plain English, it's a wireless mouse and keyboard that works with both Windows and Macs, and it has a lot of really neat features to it. Not only does it have that comfort curve keyboard, which is more ergonomic, better for your wrists and forearms, but it has a number of media keys as well, one-touch access to your favorite music and photos, and also your favorite instant messaging program and email, and a really cool high-definition mouse, which is great for gaming, since we're talking about gaming today. That's the Microsoft Wireless Laser Desktop 3000 going to the last caller before 1 p.m. We're talking about the best of E3, the annual video game expo that takes place each July in Los Angeles. I've just returned from this show, so this is what we're going to talk about. You know, E3 is a lot of fun, and we'll talk about the games for the majority of the show, but I thought I'd start off with a couple of fun stories. I was at a celebrity poker tournament at the Playboy Mansion on Monday. Yes, my wife loves when I go there. Actually, she's fine. She's fine with it. I've been there many times over the past couple of years. That's one of the perks for writing for Playboy magazine, I guess. So we walk into the mansion, and the parties are always in the backyard. You always hear, oh, I was at the Playboy mansion, blah, blah, blah. Nobody really goes in the mansion itself unless you're Hef and his three girlfriends. It really takes place in the gorgeous backyard. So we got $2,000 in poker chips when we got there, and I sat at a table with a bunch of NFLers. I didn't recognize any of them because I don't know the first thing about sports, but I did okay. I lasted an hour and a half. I won two hands. I think my best hand was like three nines or something, but then the betting started to get too rich for my blood, even though it wasn't my money to begin with. You could add in more money. There was some Hollywood director who was drunk sitting at my table, and he kept reaching in his pocket. And then when his cash ran out, he was signing credit slips and stuff like that. So I didn't go that far. But I went in on a pair of aces and lost to a three of a kind. But what can you do? I had a lot of fun. Hour and a half playing with some celebrities at this Playboy Mansion poker tournament. So that was fun. My friends think I'm an idiot, though, because I didn't stick around for the pool party in the grotto afterwards. But I've been there, done that, you know. I know everybody's going, are you nuts? I don't care how many times you've been there. Dwayne Bishop, our tech op, is holding his head in his hands. Yes, I left early to go to another party. But I went with my editor at Playboy Magazine. So I can't really say no when he's like, hey, Mark, I got my car here. Let's go hit that Gears of War 2 party. You kind of got to go when you're with your editor from Playboy. So anyhow, a lot of fun. Now, get this, okay? So that was a great Monday, but Wednesday night didn't work out so well for me. Here's what happened. I decide to come home a day early to surprise my twins on their sixth birthday, which is Thursday. So I changed my flight to the red-eye flight on Wednesday night, and I gave my ticket to a party I was invited to a colleague of mine who works for Sony. So I gave my ticket to this party in L.A. for the video game Rock Band, something that Steve Tilley from the Toronto Sun wrote about today in page E7. So this is the new Rock Band 2 game coming out this September. So on the ticket, it said surprise musical guest, that was supposed to appear on stage. So guess who I found out played for 2 hours after I didn't go, sitting on a red-eye flight like a schmo with a seat that didn't recline. Who played for 2 hours at this concert, this exclusive concert where they FedEx me my ticket? The Who. With original members Roger Daltrey and Pete Townsend. Oh, man, was I upset. A two-hour corporate gig with original members. Oh, was I upset. I told my wife, Kelly, that anytime any of my three kids upset me over the next 20 years, and I'm sure it'll be often, I'm going to remind them that I missed a once-in-a-lifetime intimate concert by The Who so I can get on a red-eye flight to see them on their sixth birthday for breakfast before I took them to camp. I mean, I'm just going to rub it in. Anytime they upset me, I'm going to go, what? I'm going to hold up my finger to them. I'm going to say, listen. On your sixth birthday, I took a red eye. You know, I'm going to remind them all the time. They're going to roll their eyes because they're going to hear it a lot. Anyhow, this week at E3 was a lot of fun, as you can tell. And Playboy Mansion and legendary performances aside, the video games coming out over the next 12 months or so will blow you away. So it was a lot of fun seeing and writing about these games. I had a big article in yesterday's Toronto Star newspaper. But on today's show, it's all about video games. We're not going to talk anymore about parties. We're going to talk about what's coming next in the interactive entertainment industry. And right now, I would love to introduce my friend and colleague Steve Tilley from the Toronto Sun. Welcome,
Mark.
Welcome,
how welcome. Are you, Mark? How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You can tell I'm a little bitter about.
A little bit. I love that you're sort of planning out your guilt tripping of your kids for the next several years.
I'm Jewish. It comes naturally.
They're probably going to go like, Dad, who are the Who? Who are these Who guys? Talking about.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to play them the Who, and I'm going to make sure that they're on their iPod so they can,
That's great.
Exactly. So, thank you for joining us,
hey,
Steve.
Thanks for having
Loved
me.
Your pieces in today's Sun. And we saw each other last week. We had dinner on Wednesday.
Yes, we did. Our paths crossed many times.
Mm-hmm. So today on the show, we're opening the lines, asking our callers to, pipe in with their favorite video game of all time and why, and they're eligible for our prizes. Mm-hmm. Or if they have questions about their favorite game franchise or their favorite console, maybe they, own an Xbox 360, they want to know what they should save for.
Sure.
We'll give some information out this hour that could help them. Guide them where they should spend their hard-earned coin. It's a tough job.
Excellent.
Our thumbs look. Somebody's your thumbs look a little swollen.
They're a little blistered, a little calloused.
Occupational hazard.
Have to keep them on ice after E3 for a few days. Yeah.
We're not going to get any sympathy on this show.
No.
But all right, so here are the numbers again to call in on Tech Talk today: 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255. A free call on your cell phone. Before we take our first break and first caller who will win a prize pack, Steve, why don't you explain exactly what E3 is exactly and what you do there.
I guess the best way to explain it is it's essentially a trade show of sorts, although that sounds a little less sexy than it really is. But it's a preview where we get to hear all the announcements coming out of all the big console makers like Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo, and get to go hands-on with a lot of the games that are going to be coming over the next 6 months to a year. So it's a chance for guys like you and I who write about video games a lot to sort of see what's coming out and tell our readers or viewers or listeners, mm-hmm. What to keep their eyes on. out for.
Yeah, no, and that's what's great about E3 is that it's an industry-only event, so we feel kind of special going. And
yeah, we do.
No one else sees these games unless you're making them.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. I mean, we complain about the amount of work, and it really is a lot of work. I mean, there's a lot of appointments to keep and a lot of walking around, a lot of interviews to do. But as you said, it's really hard to get sympathy from your friends and coworkers when you say, I went to L.A. to play video games for 4 days.
Exactly. I'm not, you know, the smallest violin. What's the expression? Yeah. Not going to hear it. All right. So let's hear from you. We're going to take a short break. And when we return, we're going to go right to the lines, give away some prizes, and, of course, talk with Steve Tilley from the Toronto Sun about the best of E3-08. We'll be right back. But right now, the time is 12:17. You know what that means. It's checking in with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All-Day Traffic Center. To Tech Talk. Hope your thumbs are ready. We're talking about video games this hour with Steve Tilley of the Toronto Sun fame. He is a columnist who writes about the latest games and gadgets. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Thanks.
And we both have just returned from the annual Electronic Entertainment Expo Media and Business Summit is the new name. E3 Media and Business Summit. It's kind of scaled down a little bit, not the crazy 60,000 attendees.
Yeah, 2 years ago when we went, and every year before that, it was a massive, massive event full of people and very crowded, very noisy, very over the top. But they've now deliberately scaled it back a bit so that it's a little more, a little easier to get work done, but it's not quite...
sexy.
Yeah.
It's not quite as fun, but, at least you're right. At least as someone who's reporting from this show, it makes it easier to navigate all the booths.
Yeah, it sure does.
All right, so we want to hear from you. What's your favorite video game is of all time? Or if you want to know what we saw at E3 that blew us away, that's what we're here for this hour. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255, a free call on your cell phone. The first caller is going to win a prize pack consisting of two casual puzzle games for the PC, Bejeweled 2 Deluxe and Zuma Deluxe, courtesy of our friends at PopCap Games, valued at $50. The first caller after 12:30 is going to win a similar prize pack. And the last caller of the day is going to win the wireless laser mouse and keyboard combo from Microsoft that works with both Windows and Mac. So without further ado, time to jump to the lines. Let's go to Lowell in Ajax. Hi, Lowell. Hi there. Thanks for calling.
Hi, how are you today?
Fine, thank
you. First-time caller.
Excellent.
It's very hard to get to you guys. I've been trying for a long time.
Well, we're thrilled that you kept trying.
Oh, yeah. The best system ever, NES, was Contra.
Oh, okay. Nintendo Entertainment System.
Contra.
Yeah, what did you love about that action game series?
Contra was, I believe, the first game that ever came out with all those new graphics for NES. It was like, I had to wait like months for that game.
Oh, that was an 8. Thanks, Lowell. You've also won our prize pack, which you'll find, I think, much better graphics than what was on the NES. I'll put you on hold so we can tell you to pick that up. So, Steve, that was an 8-bit system, we called it, right?
Yeah, that was sort of one of the early generations of video games that old guys like you and I probably grew up on.
I remember it was the Atari 2600. Yeah. Oh, well, first Pong, standalone Pong, then Atari 2600, then Intellivision, which had great sports games, and that disc, remember?
The little disc, thumb controller.
And then I got a ColecoVision when I was 13. That was my big present. Yeah. At the time, it's like my bar mitzvah. Like, do you want a ring? We want you to get a ring. I'm like, no, I want a ColecoVision, right?
Good choice.
Who knew that 20 years later I'd be a video game reporter? And then the next big thing was the NES, right? Yeah. And then Super NES, which was 16-bit. And then we saw Sega Saturn, PlayStation, Nintendo 64, Dreamcast. And then, of course, the current gen. Yeah. Oh, PS2, naturally. Yeah. Xbox. And then now the big three are Xbox 360, PS3. And Nintendo Wii.
It's kind of amazing when you go back and look at the graphics from back in those days and just look at how far we've come. And you sort of then try to look forward 15 years from now. What are video games going to be like? And
how much more realistic
can it
get?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I don't know if you played Dead or Alive 4 or whatever, but that was at E3 as well. That's coming out this month, at the end of this month. But is it Dead or Alive? What am I thinking of? Yeah.
Soul Calibur? No.
Soul Calibur, thank you. Yeah, Soul Calibur. And the graphics are like, how much better can it get than
exactly.
That's crazy. Back to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Microsoft Hardware, including its award-winning LifeCam web cameras and their wireless mice and keyboards. Discover the difference great hardware can make. Visit microsoft.ca/hardware for more info. Speaking of Microsoft Hardware, the last caller on today's show will win a wireless mouse and keyboard combo that works with both Windows and Macs. And that will go to the last caller. And the next caller, the next person that we put on the air is going to win a prize pack consisting of two casual puzzle games for the PC. We are joined by Steve Tilley from the Toronto Sun. Welcome back to the show, Steve.
Thanks.
We're talking about the best of E3, the annual Electronic Entertainment Expo. We've both returned from the LA Convention Center this week. Before we go to the next caller and give away our next prize, let's talk your favorite game of the show. There's probably hundreds you played.
Yeah.
Which one has risen to the top?
There's sort of, there were a lot of games that I was really impressed by this year. There was not maybe the sort of one killer knockout that kind of blows everything else out of the water, but a lot of really solid stuff coming out. I think the one, if I had to pick one, if I had to sort of pick the game I'm most looking forward to this year, it would be Fallout 3.
Fallout 3, yeah.
Which is sort of a next generation sequel to an old series of computer games that I was a big fan of.
And
as you know, this is being made by the people who made the Elder Scrolls for Oblivion.
Right, so they've got some heritage in the role-playing space.
Exactly. So it's kind of a combination of all the things we liked about that, about Oblivion, with all the things that we liked about Fallout. And you and I both had a chance to sit down and play through a chunk of the game, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, some of the highlights are, you know, a huge, expansive world, high-definition graphics, memorable characters. They're not just, you know, those typical, we call them NPCs, non-player characters in the game that you meet, and they don't, but now the dialogue and interaction is a lot more lifelike. And most importantly, I felt that the combat was wild. It was, you can either play in real time where you're just aiming and shooting or whatever weapon you've got, but I like the pause and play game. Right. Do you want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah, that's kind of a throwback, and that's what I love, what they've done with Fallout 3. For people who are familiar with the earlier games, when you were fighting creatures, or, you know, it takes place in a post-World War III kind of wasteland around Washington, D.C., and when you're fighting these mutated rats or what have you, you can sort of pause the action, pick the body part you want to aim at with your weapon, and it'll give you a percentage chance of hitting it, which is like what the old games were, but it's kind of very interesting to see that brought into this style of sort of first-person experience. And yeah, it was just really cool, and I want to go back and explore this huge sort of desolate wasteland with all its cool characters and cool creatures.
I was playing around, and I went to an area that they didn't want me to go in. I was sitting beside one of the guys making the game, and he just smiled. He's like, yeah, go explore.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, well, who knows what you'll find there. And I love that. I love that in a game. So Fallout 3, you want to circle that on your calendar. It's coming out this fall.
For Xbox 360 and PS3.
And PC.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of PC, Allison from Toronto is on the line, and she's going to win a prize pack of Bejeweled 2 and Zuma Deluxe for the PC. Congratulations, Allison.
Thank you very much.
You have a question, dear.
Yes, I haven't bought a game system since the 90s, so I'm long overdue, and I'm just looking at all three, the big three, and I'm just wondering which is the most versatile. I don't play hockey or soccer or football, so it's more adventure games or other things like that on it.
Okay, Steve, what console do you think would be ideal for her?
From what she's saying, I would probably suggest the Wii. It's kind of... Mm-hmm. For people who haven't been into games for a while, it's kind of a good console to get back into gaming because it's the controls are, you know, fairly intuitive and interesting. And there's a good mix. I mean, there's a lot of sort of more casual, family-friendly games on it, but there's also a few sort of more... I don't want to say hardcore, but more sort of traditional type of video game experiences
and
as well.
And what separates the Wii from other consoles is the how you interact with the games. They've got these wireless motion sensing controllers. So while you're holding these, which looks like a DVD remote almost, what you do in terms of your actions in front of the TV is mirrored on screen. So it's kind of a neat little twist. So there you go. The Nintendo Wii might be for you. I'm a fan of the Xbox 360. I think it straddles nicely between hardcore gamers and casual gamers.
Yeah.
And while they don't have that motion sensing technology, I just feel overall it's got the most comprehensive online experience.
Yeah.
And the games that I tend to go back to when I'm not reviewing them. So when putting on my, you know, after hours hat, I tend to go back to the 360 more than other consoles. Hey, let's go to Tula in Toronto. Hi, Tula. Thanks for calling.
Hi there. Hi, Mark. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Tula.
I was just wondering about the Nintendo DS, my little 10-year-old. I'm thinking about getting her one for Christmas.
Great.
The unit has been the same for a few years. Do you know if they're going to upgrade the unit or if it's going to be different this year?
That's a good question. We did not hear anything about any new Nintendo DS hardware at E3, and if they were going to launch a new version of the hardware this year, that's probably where they would have announced it. So if you're sort of worried about staying with the machine that's still current, you're probably safe to get it this year.
Good.
And the good news about Nintendo, Tula, is that they make it a point to make games backward compatible. So the current Nintendo DS, which stands for dual screen, by the way, it's got those two screens, the bottom of which is touch sensitive. It also has a slot for older Game Boy Advance games. So if you've already amassed a collection of those, or are willing to take hand-me-downs from cousins or older siblings, they'll work on the DS as well. So even if they change the hardware slightly, you wouldn't have to worry about incompatibility issues going forward. But the DS, I'm glad she said her, because they are getting more popular with women. They said, in fact, at the E3 conference, it's almost 50-50 now, 49-51% male-female split.
Almost half the DS purchases are female. I mean, it's because Nintendo sort of realizes that's a great untapped market, and they're designing games to appeal to women and to girls. So for Tula's daughter, that's actually probably the ideal choice for a game machine for a 10-year-old girl.
Before we go back to the callers, and by the way, keep them coming. If you have questions about this E3 Expo or your favorite video games, you want to share your favorite video game of all time, give us a call. I want to share one of my favorite games of the show. So Fallout 3, much like Steve Tilley from the Toronto Sun's pick, I love that game as well. I was very impressed with a game called Mirror's Edge from Electronic Arts.
Right.
And that's coming out also for the Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, and PC later this year. Mirror's Edge takes place in a society that's heavily controlled, so all communication is monitored by the government. It's not quite an Orwellian sort of oppressive state, yet it is, a lot more than what we've got today. Mm-hmm. So you play as this woman, her name is Faith, and she's what's called a runner who has to bring information from one place to another. She's like a courier of information, but she has to sort of traverse rooftops and alleyways and even go underground, under the city, and it's non-linear. You can choose the path you want to take, and you have to remain undetected by the state and all the cameras and all the other monitoring equipment. Mm-hmm. And it's all played from a first person perspective, which in and of itself isn't that unusual, but it's really first person. There's no HUD or heads up display.
Right.
It's just you, and when you run in the air and you jump from one rooftop to another, you even see your legs sort of flailing below you and your hands waving on each side. And it can be pretty dizzying if you get nauseous from, like movies like Cloverfield and stuff. It's pretty wild though. You did play it, Steve?
Yeah, I had a chance to play it for a little bit. And it's really a unique, I mean, it's a game almost like parkour or free running. You're playing this character who, while there is some combat, you don't have to fight. You don't have to use guns at all in the game if you don't want to.
Yeah, that's what they said. You actually get rewarded for not picking up a gun once.
But it's almost like a what we call a platforming style game, where you're sort of jumping from platform to platform and looking for the way to get up and through the environments. Only it all takes place from a first person perspective, which is really unusual. And it's really exciting, and I love the visual style of the game. It's all very sort of. The city is very crisp and white and almost too clean. Like
it's got this sterile look.
Exactly. And she has to navigate. And I think the plot revolves around her sister being framed for murder or something.
That's right. Yeah, there's an older, bigger story there about a murder her sister didn't commit. And she's a police officer and she's out to save her.
It looks very cool, though.
Yeah, there you go. Mirror's Edge from EA, if you're looking for an upcoming game to save for. Let's talk to Greg on the line. Hey, Greg, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hey, what's up?
How's it going? We got to do this quick.
All right.
What's your favorite video game of all time?
Without a doubt, Half-Life by Valve.
All right. That's my favorite game of all time.
I know I'm going to get called a PC fanboy, but the way they did the environments and how the levels built up and spread, it was incredible.
It was a great game. Now, Steve, you must have played Half-Life.
Oh, yeah. All-time favorite as well.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm trying to remember the year that came out. I want to say 2001. Yeah. That was an awesome game, Half-Life, for the PC. Thanks for sharing that, Greg. We got to take a short break. When we return, going back to your calls about your favorite games of all time, or if you have questions about what video games you're excited about, my guest today, Steve Tilley from the Toronto Sun, and we've just returned from the E3 Expo in LA. Basically a glimpse at tomorrow's video games today. So call us up with your questions, and we have that grand prize to give away in a few minutes as well. 416-872-1010. Toll free, 1-800-561-CFRB or *8255, a free call on your cell phone. We'll be right back. It is 1240. Let's visit with the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Ah, duh. I think I know this game. Tetris, right? Nice, Dwayne. Good job, my friend. Gotta love Tetris. Developed by Alex Pachinoff. Dwayne Bishop, speaking of Dwayne, our tech op, who helps put this show together, his favorite game of all time is Virtua Fighter 5 for the Xbox 360. He's a fighting game fan. All right. Good stuff. We are joined by Steve Tilley from the Toronto Sun. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Mark.
You can read Steve's E3 Roundup, the Electronic Entertainment Expo Roundup, in today's Toronto Sun, pages E6 and E7. Where he talks about his favorite moments of the show, best titles, and one of them was Little Big Planet for the PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk a bit about that?
Oh, this is next to Fallout 3, which we were just talking about earlier. I think Little Big Planet is the game I'm most excited for this year. But we were talking about how it's kind of hard to describe. It's a game in which you sort of can build your own environments and and play through them. But I find it really hard.
It's hard to explain.
Ask me, yeah.
So here's how I would do it, if I may.
Please.
I'll take a stab. Okay. So you basically control these little burlap characters.
Sack boys. And his friends. Yeah.
And it's kind of like the old style arcade games where you run from the left side of the screen to the right, and you have to navigate the environment, like jumping over traps and swinging from vines and things like that. But there's a much more of a, so that's called platform a gamer, but there's a lot more puzzle elements to it.
Yeah.
And it really blurs the lines between game player and game designer.
Exactly.
Because, like, as you're saying, you get the tool set to make your own games and share it on the internet, and you can also play cooperatively on these levels with friends. It's really hard to explain, but yeah, Little Big Planet 3 looks amazing, coming out in October for the PS3, and that was one of the games that I was most excited about at this year's show as well. But let's hear from you. What do you want to hear about from this year's E3 Expo? We've played a lot of tomorrow's games today, and we're happy to share with you. Don't forget, the last caller of the show is going to win the Microsoft Laser Desktop 3000. It's a wireless mouse and keyboard for both Windows and Mac. So let's hear from you. Let's start with Cliff on the 400. Hey, Cliff, thanks for calling.
Thank you. My twin boys have PS2, and they love the Disney Kingdom Hearts series 1 and 2. Is there a Kingdom Hearts 3 coming out?
Steve?
I have absolutely, Cliff, I have no idea.
Yeah, neither do I.
We did not see anything about it at E3.
Yeah, Squaresoft was really showing their Final Fantasy 13 game and not really much else.
That said, the series is immensely popular. It's been a big hit for them. So I would assume that at some point over the next year or two, we'll see a Kingdom Hearts 3, but we haven't heard anything about it just yet.
Good question. Yeah, Kingdom Hearts is interesting because they combine Disney characters with Final Fantasy, which is a turn-based role-playing game.
Right.
And that was a great series.
Yeah, it sounds bizarre. It sounds, very odd to mix up these sort of two very well-known franchises, one, from Disney and one from video games. But yeah, it works great.
Steve, I'm going to put you on the spot here before we go to our next caller.
Okay.
Much of each year's E3 is about the console wars, this fight for the living room between Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony. What was your take, in a nutshell, between each of the three, sort of basically assessing their announcements?
I think it's kind of hard to judge just from the announcements. I found the press conferences, each E3, as you well know, kicks off with a press conference from each of the major console makers.
Where they beat their chest and
say
how amazing they are.
Yes, and there was nothing in any of the three that really blew me away. But that said, I think it seems like there's really a split now. Nintendo is really kind of focusing now on the casual gamer, on the family accessible games, which is great. That's a niche that they have locked up. And they've sort of left Sony and Microsoft to vie for the rest. I'm like you. I'm a little bit of a. I prefer the Xbox 360 for most of my game playing, but I do find the PS3 is really coming into its own this year. I find there's now we're seeing the games that are really kind of compelling. The fact that it's got a built-in Blu-ray high definition disc player.
That's certainly a selling point.
Yeah, and for me, that's now the Blu-ray has become sort of the default high definition DVD standard. That is a huge selling point.
The good news, at least, is that many games are not so exclusive anymore. Unless it's a first-party game, so it's made by the company that makes the hardware, like Sony's Resistance 2, for example, is only playable on the PS3, and Gears of War 2 is only playable on the Xbox 360. But we're finding that less and less these days. Mm-hmm. Game companies are saying, we want to leverage our bets and put our game on multiple systems.
Yeah.
So that's the good news. So regardless of which console you go with, chances are your favorite games will be coming to that platform.
Yeah, so we're seeing that with things. One of the big announcements coming out of the show was that Final Fantasy XIII is coming to the Xbox 360. The first time that series has appeared on the Xbox.
Right, because they used to be Sony only.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the good news, at least. Let's go to Dominic, who's got a question. Hi there, thanks for calling.
Great show, guys.
Thanks, I know you've been waiting for a while, so I appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I'm of an older generation, but I love the video games, and we share fun with my kids. Is there ever going to be a game where it takes place underwater rather than on the Earth's surface?
Yeah, well, the new Tomb Raider game coming out called Underworld, and that's coming out later this year, takes place, a lot of it takes place underwater. Not the entire game, and I don't believe there's a cooperative component, because when I asked them that, they said, well, there can't be two Lara Crofts, there can only be one. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, why not another character? And they didn't like that. But anyways, so that's the next game, at least one on the horizon that does take place underwater. It's kind of neat. Tomb Raider is, one of the more beloved franchises in recent history, and that's where that direction is going. Steve, do you know of any other underwater games?
You know what, there is a game, and this is going to kill me now because I cannot recall the title. It came out about 6 6 months ago, I believe, and for, I can't remember the system, possibly the PS2 or the Xbox 360, but it's a game that's primarily set underwater, and I think you play as a scuba diver, and you're exploring. It's a non a combat game of any kind. You're basically just finding stuff underwater. And
right. There's a Wii game, too, Ocean.
That's actually the one I'm thinking of. Yeah. It's got Ocean in the name. Yeah.
Right, that's right.
Yeah.
Not Ocean's 11. But yeah, that's right. I forgot about that game. Yeah, and there's also a couple of PC pirate games that also let you dive in the water as well. We have time for another quick question, but let me give the numbers as well. 416-872-1010. 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the Toronto area. Or *8255 on your cell phone. It's also a free call. I want to hear from you your favorite video game of all time and why. Or if you have any questions about what's next for your favorite game franchise. You know what? We don't have time for another caller. I apologize, but we will jump right back to the lines right after this break. But before we go there, Steve, why don't you tell our listeners one thing that they can look forward to for the Wii? Anything coming out this fall for the Nintendo Wii? There's a lot of fans out there.
Yeah, there's one thing that's got me really kind of excited is the new Star Wars Clone Wars movie and TV series that's coming out. There's going to be a video game of that for the Wii. And of course, when you think about the Wii remote and its motion sensing capabilities, and think about lightsabers, that's a match made in heaven
there,
right?
Great, yeah. So the Clone Wars game, and there's also The Force Unleashed, which is coming out for some consoles in a few months as well. All right, we're going to take a short break. When we return, more with Steve Tilley from the Toronto Sun about the best of tomorrow's video games today. Stick with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Gotta love the little Mario Brothers theme. Or my wife says, Mario Brothers. No, it's Mario. Mario. All right. Potatoes. All right, we're joined by Steve Tilley from the Toronto Sun. Welcome back, my friend.
Thanks, Mark.
We're talking about our experiences last week at the E3 Expo in Los Angeles at the LACC. The convention center opened up to the press, analysts, and developers, basically, and some retailers, to see tomorrow's games today, games that are coming out basically over the next couple of months, all the way to the holiday season of 09. And it gives us a chance as journalists to get our hands on tomorrow's games and write about them today. And speaking of which, and yesterday, today's Toronto Star, I had my E3 picks, and then today's Toronto Sun, Steve has his, and there's a lot of similarities.
Yeah, I think we both liked a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah.
Did you talk about your sort of game of the show already?
I didn't pick one game of the show in the article. I broke it into genre, so if you like action games, you can just scan to that area if you like strategy. But on today's Tech Talk, I've talked about Fallout 3, Little Big Planet, and Mirror's Edge.
Right.
As sort of my three most exciting.
Right.
There's other great ones. I don't know if you played Resident Evil 5. Pretty gory, but a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Takes place in an African nation, and that's coming out in March of 09.
Right.
I don't know if you played that. Resident Evil 5 looked great. Rock Band 2. A lot of sequels, but unlike Hollywood, video game sequels are usually better than
they
their predecessors.
They tend to be better,
Which is good news. All right, I want to remind our listeners that the last caller in a couple moments is going to win that wireless mouse and keyboard from Microsoft, the Laser Desktop 3000, so keep those calls coming. Oh, and that Ocean game that Steve and I were trying to remember is Endless Ocean for the Nintendo Wii, which is out now. Somebody wanted to know about an underwater adventure. Let's go to Rod in Brampton. Hey, Rod, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, good morning.
Hi there.
I just want to know for a game for beginners and a game that can work on both Mac and PC.
Okay, well, most games won't work on both Macs and PCs. However, if you own a Mac computer, if it has an Intel chip, a processor, you can do one of two things. You can install a program called Boot Camp that lets you boot up as either Mac or Windows if you have the operating system, or something called Parallels that lets you run both Windows and Macs by just toggling between the two operating systems. And it's a great question, but most games are still available only for Windows, with some exceptions where you can download a version for either Windows or Mac or buy one at retail. But, the Mac's starting to fight back, starting to have some games there. All right, the last caller on today's show, boy, it flew by, and the winner of the wireless Laser Desktop 3000, how geeky does that sound, but it's very cool, is Mackenzie. Congratulations, Mackenzie.
Thanks.
All righty, so you've got the wireless Laser Desktop, so basically a wireless mouse and keyboards with lots of bells and whistles.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Hi, Steve, and hi, Mark. I just like to say my favorite game of all time would have to be Metroid Prime.
The original.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just made the GameCube stand out from all the other systems.
Right. Oh, the original Prime game. Sorry, right. Yeah, there has been a Prime for the Wii, but I was thinking of Metroid, the original. The GameCube was, it was kind of like a so-so game system, but it had a few highlights. And Metroid Prime.
That was definitely one of them, yeah.
First-person space shooter. Now, Steve, do you remember on the original Metroid game in the, I believe, early 90s, what was the surprise ending?
The surprise ending was that your character was, in fact, a woman.
That's right. She took off her space helmet.
You're playing through the whole game in this armor and this helmet, and at the very end, she takes it off, and then the big surprise was that she was a woman.
I can't stump you, Mr. Tilly. awesome. Hey, thanks for joining us today. We've been talking about the best of E3, the best hottest video games of the show from last week at the E3 Expo. We're joined by Steve Tilly from the Toronto Sun. Thank you for joining us
thanks
once again.
Thanks for having me, Mark. It's always a lot of fun.
Thank you, and likewise. And Dwayne and Dan, thank you very much, guys, for doing your job behind the glass. Sounded good today. And thanks to our sponsor. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft Hardware, including its award-winning LifeCam web cameras and their wireless mice and keyboards. Discover the difference great hardware can make. Visit Microsoft.ca/hardware for more info. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge. The Buddha Lounge. Coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.